Hey, I'm back with an extra towel too. Sorry, I had to duck out for a second. Normally one towel is enough to clean up, but I guess going hard at a little bit makes it a little bit more of a process. Come here, come here. Don't think you've moved since I popped out for 30 seconds. Are you feeling okay? It's okay if you're not, you know. Yeah, you don't look too hot. I can tell something's a little bit off. You might be dropping a little bit. A little sub drop. That's okay. That's okay. I'll hold you for a little bit. You just let me know if you need to have some space and just be on the other side of the bed, okay? Because I will give you that space. Just make a gesture or push me away a little bit. Anything that works. Trying to think of how I usually get comfort after having these kinds of drops myself. Here, let me reach over here for a second. I am going to write you a prescription. And you are getting a lot of cuddles and care and cute things. Just have to be small in my arms and relax. It's okay if you can't relax. I go through a lot of really complicated emotions when I drop. And unfortunately, one of those complicated emotions is not being able to process everything or even just identify my own feelings, right? It can get pretty frustrating and just kinda, I don't know, dark in general, right? And that's okay, that's normal. Comes in little episodes, they always pass. After doing stuff alone, I usually go through some sort of routine, right? I usually pull up like music and stuff. Like really slow, comforting beats. I feel like I get kind of like rocketed off to the moon and everything. And that helps me slowly, slowly, drift down back to earth. And sometimes it takes a few days or something, you know. And that's when a bunch of cat videos and everything come in. I consume more cat videos starting like in adulthood than I ever thought I would as a kid. Feel like my emotions are kind of turned up to the max, and that can be very, very difficult. That's okay. Here. I got some water here, right? Let me get you some water as well. I'm gonna drink some. We're both in need of some hydration, so I'm gonna drink a little bit. And you can drink too. We all need a little sip right now. We just had a lot of, hydration taken out of us. So come here. And just the little sips count, right? Yeah, it gets you started on the path to hydration. And after we get out of bed, be sure to eat something, okay? Yeah, a lot of moods can get pretty amplified when you're hungry or sleepy. I know that more than anyone, I feel like. So, we'll make sure get you really well fed and hydrated. I care about you a lot. And while we're doing these kinds of things, never be afraid to communicate with me. And if it's difficult to communicate with me, then that's okay too. It can take a lot of energy to just say, I'm not feeling too great after being super rough and either getting tied up or doing whatever. Kind of mentioned really liking music earlier, and unfortunately, none of the music that I like is in the public domain. So, let's do something else that I really like to do during these kinds of times. With my friends, this was a lot earlier in my life. I used to kind of like improv songs with them while we hung out, and that was. It gives me a lot of warm feelings, right? I feel like that those kinds of memories keep me really grounded. So you just kind of start out with a lyric, just a really small thing. Wait, you're a small thing in my arms right now. Oh my goodness, that's a good start, Maybe like, you're so small, and I could just fall into your arms, and I would not be alarmed. Okay, let me restart here. You're so small, and I could just fall into your arms. I wouldn't be without any problem with that. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Let me give it one more try here. You're so small, and I could just fall into your arms every single night. Obviously, the beat of that doesn't make any sense. But for me, at least, it gets me so occupied with trying to figure out where the heck this is going that it brings me back. And I'm not thinking about how far I'm dropping and how weird I feel. Makes me think about how much I really can't improv songs and all of that. Come here. You're really valuable, And it's sweet to be able to hold you. I appreciate you a lot. I'm here. You're so small. I won't fall away from your arms. I love you so much. That was better, I think. You can nestle against me here. Just lay back. You don't have to do anything right now other than be a cool bean. We'll lie here for a little bit, alright? And during that time, just kind of focus on relaxing, breathing, you know. Deep breaths solve so many problems. Oh. You don't need to match any certain pace or do it in any certain amount of time, you know. I'll be here for a bit. I don't need to worry at all. Because I really enjoy my time with you. No matter what the circumstances are, you know. Just holding you after recession or anything. It's all nice. That's all part of it, right? All part. Ooh, I can't pronounce words right now. All perfectly normal. Now remember, you do deserve comfort. You do really deserve comfort. And we'll take as long as we need. Just a few more minutes and then we'll get up and have some food, okay? And promise me. Promise me, if you're hungry, or you think you might be hungry when you leave this bed, you'll go grab some food, okay? That's good. I know you can take care of yourself just fine. And even if it does feel like things are kind of weird and off, that's okay. That's okay. It's something that comes around every so often. We'll stay here for a little longer.